mobile. Friend Dave, KO4HKX.
Friend Patrick, what are you up to this morning? I figured you'd be sleeping in.
No, I just... I'm so used to getting up early, I don't ever get to really sleep in, it seems like.
KB2HXS.
Good morning again, Dave.
No, here.
What you doing out this morning, going to play tennis?
Just it, man. I tell you, you're just like a mind reader or something. I have a league match this morning at 9 o'clock at the Croc Center downtown, so I've never been there, so it's going to be, something new for me as far as the place, and so I'm kind of looking forward to it because I'm thinking about changing my membership over there. It's the same thing as the sports club. But anyway, we'll see. And David, are you the one that goes by Keith? I can't remember, KP4 or CPA.
Yeah, say it again, I'm sorry.
I was just saying, are you the one that likes to go by your middle name instead of your first name?
No. Dave is fine. My wife calls me names I can't say on the radio, but no, you can call me Dave, it's fine.
She confused with somebody else. My wife and other people call me. Call me so I can't repeat on the radio. But anyway. All right, well, so Patrick, what are you up to?
I'm just going to meet some friends this morning. Nothing, just hang out for a little while.
I hate to admit it, but I'm usually still in the bed, but most of the time. And unless I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, I can't go back to sleep. But that's been happening less and less. Anyway, I'd like to be sitting in front of a pile of pancakes at IHOP. But anyway. I had my regular breakfast this morning. I was good, so I'm all ready to go.
Nothing about. There's no reason you couldn't go get in front of that pancake.
We live in Taylor, so we go to the one in Greer. It's just, it's like 5, 6, 7 minutes from the house. It's a short drive. It's right there at Super Road.
Must be
Roper Mount.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you guys are talking away there. Hey, Patrick, I called down to HRO yesterday about that microphone for my 706, and they cannot find a replacement for it. They don't know what works on that radio. I may have to go to ICOM direct.
What works on that 706? I mean, radio's been around a little while.
I think ICOM made a replacement microphone. Either that, or I gotta get a desk mic or something. That's really weird.
Yeah, really. I mean, I've seen them on eBay and Marketplace with other microphones, so there's got to be something out there.
Solomon dug deep enough into his computer, or you know, whatever. But that's okay. I'll get on ICOM's site and give him a call next week or something, and say what, you know, see what microphone I can use on that radio. I don't want to use just any microphone. I want the audio to be decent anyway. National mic, it's just a little clip is broken off. You know, the part that holds it in place. I can tape it in place, but, you know, that's kind of like a, you know, oxymoron.
A microphone off my ID5100 would work with it. It's got the same connection.
You got to be careful. I don't know. I noticed differences. Like one radio has relays, one radio is soft relays. I don't know. It all depends on the circuitry, I think.
I don't know that this radio or this microphone would really benefit you any on that radio, but because it's got all the keypads on it for controlling this radio.
I think that was the thing with the 706. It didn't have the keypad entry, which is fine. I don't want the keypad on there. I make a mistake and push a wrong button, and you wind up who knows where. Dave, go ahead and pick it up. KB4CBA, KB2HXS in the group.
Does it take the round plug or like a Ethernet plug like you'd use on a computer?
Oh, it's a modular plug. It's the ICOM 706 Mark IIG. It's the modular style plug.
I'm not sure what that means. Is it round? Is it round or not?
It's an RJ45 8-pin Ethernet looking port.
Yeah, I just went to Walmart and bought me a. Well, you don't need the cable, you need the mic. But anyway, yeah, dang. I think I had a mic that would work with that, but it was a handheld. You're looking for a desk mic, aren't you?
I'm looking for the handheld. And the problem with the older mics, it's an HM103, and unlike the newer mics, the cable does not plug into the head of the microphone. Like this radio here, I replaced the mic cable because it one of the wires had come out of the strain relief on the plug end, and I was able to buy a new cable for it. But the HM103, which came with the 706 Mark IIG, does not have a replaceable wire. You have to hardwire it in, and that's a pain, and I don't want to do that.
I looked at doing that on the on an old Kenwood I had that I thought the mic was going bad. Actually, it was the radio going bad instead of the mic. But anyway, I would not want to have to attempt that.
Thank you, Patrick, for the clarification. I just couldn't pull the number out of my brain for some reason.
Glad to help.
All right, Patrick, there's got to be a mic out there for it. I think you just ought to call ICOM and talk to somebody else because I don't think I must not know much about microphones. I mean, you know, maybe that's just not his area of expertise. I'm shocked that they don't have a mic for that thing.
has one or somebody knows of it. It just, the gentleman I talked to at HRO yesterday didn't know.
I get online, I get Google and type it in and and go from there. But anyway, it's amazing what's out there. On the interweb, as Richard Rollins would say. But anyway, if you know who Richard Rollins is, he's the Gas Monkey garage guy. He is an absolute nut. Well, I'm pulling in the Croc Center here. I've never been here. Oh, man, I don't even know where to go. And there's no sign directing you to tennis, so I guess I just go in the main entrance here. Y'all have a good day, and I'm going to hit that little yellow ball for an hour and a half or so, and anyway, 73s to all KP4CPA mobile.
All right, Dave, have a great morning. Enjoy your tennis game. 73, over to you, Patrick.
Dave, have a good day, and have fun out there. KO4HGX.
KB2HXS mobile. Yeah, I'm not too worried about it. The microphone still works. I just, you know, it looked kind of raggedy if I put a piece of tape on the connector to hold it in, you know.
Like my stuff to look like that. Maybe do it. Well, you could put some heat shrink around it.
Won't do anything. I don't think it'll do anything. But yeah, whatever. I'll figure something out. I'll get on ICOM's website, or I'll get on. I'll call ICOM or something. I'll figure it out. Like the math, like the constipated mathematician. I'll work it out with a pencil.
Good luck with that one. But I was gonna say, if not, there's lots of parts and pieces for them on eBay.
You know, I'm so fearful of going on eBay because you never know what you're getting. You know, if it's not brand new from a dealer or something like that, you know, you could get in somebody else's headache.
You are, there are some new old stock parts on there.
Really, gotta be really mindful of what you're buying. I'll see what ICOM has to offer, or, you know, see what suggestions they have. Yeah, they may have a newer style mic that nobody knows about, or they can suggest, oh yeah, this one will work on it just fine, or something like that.
I don't know. That's about your only other option, if HRO doesn't know anything.
Surprising that they didn't know about it, but that's all right, you know. We're human. You know, no big deal. But, yeah, I'm heading out to Berea this morning. I got to change out that condenser. Well, not change it. I'd already pulled the old one, but got to put the new condenser motor back in to get this system up and running for this nice lady. And I'm going back home. Yay.
For the rest of the day.
We may do a fire pit and, you know, burn some cardboard and trash. It's kind of building up a little bit. Don't really know. Don't really know. I got plenty of work around the yard I got to get caught up on.
A little bit of that yesterday myself, just trying to get ready for summer. Be here before we know it.
I get a little bit busy. My wife, I don't know if I told you or not, my wife had to have emergency hernia operation a couple of weeks back. So she's still on the mend, so we gotta be careful with her working in the yard right now.
Surgery, but you didn't mention what it was. And yeah, if she had that, she's going to be on the mend for a little while.
The doctors told her, well, they're going to see her on Thursday, the 5th. Cinco de Mayo, whoopee. Just, you know, like an evaluation after the operation. And they told her, from what they did, 6 to 8 weeks really is a normal recovery time. But they don't want her sitting around. They want her up and active and keep the muscles going. So she's been doing that. She just overdid it a little bit with the weed whacker the other day, and I was like,
Sometimes knowing your own limits is the problem.
A little stubborn that way. You know, she likes to work and keep active, and you know. And I told her, I says, how do you feel now?
Got called names, wasn't it?
I had no comment for that.
Been married for, 26 years now, so I've been called a few names myself with stupid comments.
Well, I mean, fortunately, at the end of the conversation is, I love you, dear, and that's that kind of, you know, that kind of puts you back in the good graces.
Roger that.
Good relationship. We've been together since 08. We got married October 31st of 2008, and it's been a good ride the whole way, you know. We may throw a lightning bolt back and forth once in a while, but it's nothing permanent. You know, we talk it out. We don't call each other names. We don't curse at each other or anything like that. You know, and it's just the way it is. You know, you just gotta be able to talk it out.
Same here. Been married, like I said, married 26 years. You learn how to push each other's buttons, good and bad, and move on. And at the end of the day, you're still married and still love one another.
That's exactly what we say, yeah. There's no issues. I mean, the whole thing about today is well, I mean, not just today, but every day, is just, you know, keep the truth going. You know, don't get caught up in a lie, and you'll be fine. Truth hurts sometimes, but whatever.
Yeah, but that lie hurts a lot worse when it gets caught.
Yeah, I'm in a bad area here for some reason. I don't know where the heck I'm at here, but hold on. Am I making the machine okay?
Yeah, I've got you on the input.
I'm on the other side of Greenville. I got to pick a fella up who has to take me to the house where this lady lives because he's got the key for it. So I'm heading out of his house right now, and then we go.
That antenna last night.
Well, you're gonna like that. That's a nice antenna. I've got one on the roof of my car, and I tell you, I never look back.
Try out there on that antenna and see how it does.
You're gonna like it. It's gonna make the radio perform a little bit better because you're not gonna need a ground plane for that thing. It'll be just fine.
Info on it, and like I said, we'll give it a try when it comes in. I'm more concerned about where the stacks and box block it off being some of my receive issue every now and then.
Well, that's inherent with any antenna, so you're not going to get a magic antenna to fix that unless you put it on top of the box, and you'll be hitting trees and bridges with it, and then you'll be really upset for breaking it. But when I had it on my Kenmore, it was right on top of the cab through the fiberglass roof, and, you know, I had a 53-foot trailer behind me, and I didn't have too many issues, you know. You should be fine. Don't tilt it. You know, some of these guys, they get out there, and they tilt these CB antennas all the way, like, at a 45-degree angle, and it does nothing for them. Don't tilt it. Just leave it straight up and down, and you'll be fine.
Oh, roger that. Guys with those antennas like that, and I'm just laughing.
Yeah, because you have no idea. You know, I don't think they understand how antennas work. You know, the antenna is vertical, but the signal comes off on a horizontal plane. You know, and they make me laugh all the time.
A couple YouTube videos on installing those antennas like that, and they're saying that they're trying to get the SWR down on it, and that's why they're doing it, to get away from the cab. And if that's the case, you might want to relocate the antenna somewhere else.
Well, there's two that, you know, it's not so much the SWR, but they put these big, giant K-40 antennas up there. And it's just, you know, they're so big that they're over the top of the cab and over the top of the trailer and all this other stuff. You don't need all that. You know, what are you trying to do, you know?
Everything else, it looks cool.
Whatever, you know, it's fine. A fiberglass whip on the left side. I had my screwdriver antenna on the right side, and I had no issues.
screwdriver antenna do you have?
I have a Tar Heel. It's a full-size Tar Heel. And I had it mounted on my peanut mirror on the right. Because, you know, the T600s, I had that arm that came off straight and then the angled arm underneath it. And it did really well. And on the other side, I had a just a fiberglass, right, a four-foot fiberglass whip that had a little tuning stub on the top of it. And it worked just fine, you know. I think part of the reason why these guys, they got to tilt those antennas is sometimes they run a little extra power in the truck off CB, and that's probably where they get their SWR issues from.
Getting the same thing you are. Most of them aren't legal radios.
Because when you're running two antennas like that, you know, it's not really good. You know, you kind of lose power and you lose your receive because you're splitting your signal.
But the benefit of that was, they're saying there you got to get them in phase and all this. The coax has to be the exact same length. I mean, sounds like a lot of trouble.
It's a pain in the butt. And I only ran one CB antenna in my truck. Never had an issue, you know. Always had a good sounding radio. You know, you go to the CB shop and get it peaked and tuned a little bit. I didn't run all kinds of power. I just ran stock power. And that's all I wanted.
Here in the excursion, and I've just got a little wheel on a magnet mount up on top of it, and it does plenty enough for what I want.
For your ports and stuff. I mean, what we use it for in the truck, the year I took off of household and did freight, you know, they put you in a marshaling yard, and it's okay, you know, truck so-and-so hit the, you know, back in the door so-and-so, and then, you know, and that's basically the only reason why you need it.
Trying to talk across the country or around the world with it, you're just trying to be local, you know, 4 or 5 miles out, so you got a heads up on traffic and, like you say, right around the yard, freight yard.
Yeah, them guys with the CBs, they think they can talk around the world with all that power. No. KB2HXS, mobile for ID.
Hey.
Uh-oh.
Good morning, Shane, KO4HKX.
Dave, Patrick, excuse me for interrupting just a second. Really quick, how tight do you tighten this cap down on the fuel filter?
Make sure that it touches... the cap itself touches that, and that should be good because you're just an O-ring seal.
Down to the filter housing itself?
Yes, the black plastic cap and the filter housing should touch, and then you ain't going to get an eighth of a turn if that, and it's going to be so tight you're not going to move it.
Do this by hand because there's no way other than put the screwdriver on it to tap it.
Pull filter wrench around it also.
All right, let's carry on. And four is that okay?
Have a good day. KO4HK. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, have a good day, Shane. Good to hear you in there. KB2HXS. Yeah, I'm actually going to be in destination here in about 2 minutes. I'm going to be picking this seller up and going to work. So I'm going to bow out now, and we'll pick it up later. Enjoy your day, Patrick.
I'm getting close to where I'm going to, so I'm going to say 7-3s. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. Have a good day, Dave.
You too, Patrick. KB2HXS, 73.